Tuesday's crash in the Cripple Creek area southeast of Fairbanks shook the neighborhood with several explosions. Witnesses report their windows rattling and the ground trembling. For the family closest to the crash site, it was traumatizing. Tuesday was sunny and clear. Mike Emmers was at his home office at Rosy Creek Farm when he heard the first boom.
I was just getting some orders together. So I sat here and I heard an explosion and I followed across the sky. So it went that direction.
So you watched it right out the window?
Yeah, and then I, fumbling around trying to find my phone, called 911 and couldn't get through. And I did get through to the troopers dispatch, but I couldn't get through to 911. There's no cell service here, but I'm on Wi-Fi calling. Some reason it wouldn't call 911.
His son ran down from the house, and the two of them ran on their trail several hundred yards through the trees to the crash site above the river.
We were running, and ran out to the river there to see. And then there was big black smoke, and I was really worried. I said, I'm going up there to see. This is my little trail.
He said troopers and firefighters were there in about 15 minutes. The dirt road in the neighborhood became choked with a muster of vehicles from the Alaska State Troopers, Alaska Wildlife Troopers, University of Alaska Police, Fairbanks Airport Police and Fire, Fairbanks City Police Department, Esther Volunteer Department, and Chena Goldstream Volunteer Fire Department. They were able to get to the hillside on ATVs and got the fire under control, and it didn't spread into the forest. There was no one to rescue. When he returned to his farm, Emmers checked his security video. He scrolled through, looking for the right timestamp. One camera that looks across the farm caught the plane flying toward the airport.
Comes from there?
It's going to come from here.
So this is like 9:59 a.m.? 10 a.m.?
That would be 10 a.m. It happened right around 10. It is 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. There it is. There it burst into flames.
It was 10 seconds from the time of the explosion of one of the plane's engines to when it crashed off the screen. In the video, a huge shadow blocked the sun shining on the greenhouses as the smoke billowed up. Emmers choked up. He didn't know who was on the plane, but everyone in Alaska knows someone who flies. On the trail, walking back to the crash site, hours later, there was a faint smell of fuel. And farther down the slope, a heavy smell of smoke. And then, a tight acre, maybe acre and a half, of charred ground and spruce trunks on the steep hillside above the river. The hillside was scattered with debris and plane parts.
It's still burning a little bit here.
Yeah.
There's still a hot spot here. Smoking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Emmers is not on his own land. The plane crashed on uninhabited property owned by the Binkley family, but it's all the same to him. Fire technicians Billy Morrow and Josh Childs were among the crew from the Division of Forestry and Fire Protection, laying out long hoses on the charred ground Tuesday afternoon.
There's a lot of snowpack and everything behind it, but we're going to butt it up with some sprinkler kits connecting from that flank down on connecting to the river all the way up here and then down to this side.
They didn't know how long the operation would take, the rest of the day or overnight. They were placing the hoses around debris up and down the slope. One of the plane's engines was in the broken landfast ice on the shore of the river. It was still on fire. Another big piece was out on the firmer river ice. A third big piece had already melted through and disappeared under the ice. A drone flew along the river. Just off the burned zone, in the green trees, was the Emmers family canoe.
Well, we felt like this was our secret little place. And now,
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.